Congresswoman Debbie Dingell came to the University of Michigan yesterday to host an hour-long roundtable discussion on student loan debt. She began by saying, "I think we're all concerned about the staggering amount of student debt we now see in this country. We should be a lot more concerned than we are. The nation's total student loan debt amounts to $1.2 trillion, a figure that's increasing exponentially. There's no big mystery why, either. The cost of getting a college degree has risen more than 1,000% over the past 30 years. The cost of housing, meanwhile, has only risen by 175%. Go a little further back, and the comparison is even more staggering. When I was a freshman at Michigan State in 1969, tuition was $15 a credit hour. Adjusted for inflation, that's about $95 today. Know what tuition is now? If you enrolled for 15 credits at MSU last fall, you could expect a bill for $13,246 for tuition and fees alone, and that's before living expenses. The average cost of a four-year degree from either MSU or the U of M is well over $100,000. Very few parents not named Bill Gates can afford that, and so students borrow. According to Dingell, the average student emerges from college with a student loan debt of $30,000. Some owe much more. Most liberal arts graduates are lucky to make that much a year in their first job. How can they pay this money back in a timely fashion? They can't. And they can't even renegotiate it. As Dingell told the students, you can refinance your home loan, you can refinance your auto loan, but you can't refinance a student loan. This is not only unfair, it's profoundly stupid. Michigan and America's economic future depend on a better educated workforce than we now have. But we make it harder than almost any other developed nation to get an education, and we're punishing students for having borrowed money to do so. Dingell is co-sponsoring a sensible bill called the Bank on Students Emergency Refinancing Loan Act. It would allow students who've borrowed money either from the federal government or the private sector to refinance their loans. She estimates this would save people more than $50 billion nationwide. This is a cause that should have bipartisan support, but I wouldn't get my hopes up. Elizabeth Warren introduced a similar bill in the Senate last year, but it didn't go anywhere. And that was when Democrats still controlled the Senate. Republicans hold both houses of Congress now, and I'd guess they won't have any desire to make a freshman Democrat with the famous name look good. What both parties should be thinking about is saving the American economy from a looming crisis. Some statistics show that a third of federal student loan debt is in default or close to it, with more and more former students being unable to pay. As a congresswoman herself noted, her bill is by no means a complete solution to the college affordability problem, but it would provide desperately needed relief. Anybody who's potentially affected should lobby their members of Congress now.